I'm Jennifer Pemberton in the KTOO newsroom. The Juneau School District is investigating how and why a dozen students were served a chemical floor sealant instead of milk. The incident happened at one of its summer school locations on Tuesday. Parents are ready for answers now. Claire Strempel reports for KTOO.
Not all of the children who drank the sealant were back in summer school on Wednesday. Donna Baldwin kept her grandson home to go see a doctor. She said she's worried about his health and upset that the school took hours to notify her. She says he drank the chemicals around 9 a.m., and she didn't get a call until the afternoon.
Well, the minute I picked him up and got him in a car, he started crying really hard.
She said he was traumatized and needed his family.
He said, am I going to die?
He told her the milk burned his throat, that his stomach hurt, and that he was dizzy. She took him to the emergency department. She says they checked his oxygen levels, which were normal.
And he's still having some issues of his throat hurting and him getting dizzy, and I'm very concerned, so I'm going to bring him down south.
Baldwin says she wants to be sure there's no permanent damage, so she's taking him to Seattle Children's Hospital for some follow-up tests. She's one of several parents who told KTOO they felt that calls from the school came much too late. She says the school should have notified families immediately after the incident, not hours later.
And the more I process it, the angrier I get that it wasn't immediately taken care of. If I was there, I would have called medical right away. This was minimized, and it's not okay.
Superintendent Bridget Weiss says the reason it took so long to contact parents was that staff prioritized making sure the kids were safe. They called poison control and monitored the children before reaching out to parents.
This was a really unfortunate incident. We're grateful it was an isolated incident, and we're still learning some pieces of how it happened.
Weiss says the school district is investigating the issue. She says what they know so far is that boxes containing large pouches of milk and boxes containing large pouches of floor sealant were delivered to the school on the same pallet. But she said she doesn't know who was responsible for that.
That shouldn't have happened. So we don't ever transport or store chemicals with commodities, right? Those are two very separate things.
Nana Management Services is the contractor that prepares and serves food for the district. Weiss says staff mistook the sealant pouches for milk and put them in the milk dispenser.
It's a little hard to imagine unless you've used it, but many chemicals do look very much milk-like. They are white. The consistency is the same as milk.
She said that the sealant is odorless, so staff did not catch the mistake until students drank it. The school board was scheduled to vote to renew Nana Management Services' contract Tuesday night. They voted unanimously to postpone that decision. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel.
Communities across southeast Alaska woke up this morning to hazy skies. Meteorologist Edward Liske with the National Weather Service in Juneau says the haze is coming from the other side of the state.
Well, it is actually the wildfire smoke from all those big fires over in southwest Alaska. The Anchorage area and the Fairbanks area have been dealing with that smoke for the last several days, but it's finally getting blown over into our area of the woods.
Liske says how long the haze sticks around depends on how long the wildfires continue to burn and whether wind blows the smoke down south. But he says it's a high possibility that the haze will be around at least for a little while.
There is a large part of Alaska right now that's currently under the area of smoke that's being generated by those fires, so there's a pretty good pool of smoke for it to draw from. And we'll probably be dealing with it for the next few days because we got some northwesterly winds coming in. So it's just blowing from the direction where all that smoke is cooling right now.
Liske says the smoke isn't of a high enough concentration to pose a health risk. And aside from the haze, sunny weather is in the cards for southeast Alaska for the rest of the week.
For the most part, we're looking for a drier and warmer scenario for the next few days. Looks like maybe highs up into the upper 60s, maybe even 70 possibility. So for Thursday, Friday, maybe even into early part of the weekend.
The sun is expected to fade into damper, cloudier conditions later this weekend. The Division of Elections has updated results in the special primary for U.S. House, and the finish order remains unchanged. Republican Sarah Palin lost a percentage point in the latest count to 28%. Republican Nick Begich III is still at 19%. Nonpartisan Al Gross rose a point to nearly 13%, and Democrat Mary Peltola rose more than a point to nearly 9%. If that order holds this week and next week, those four will advance to the special general ballot in August. Peltola is more than 4,000 votes ahead of the fifth-place finisher, Republican Tara Sweeney. The long process of ballot counting will continue until June 21st. Well, Saturday's primary special election for U.S. House was the first test of Alaska's new election system. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin looks at what's next and whether the new method for choosing candidates passed its first test.
Jason Grin is an advocate of the voting system adopted as ballot measure 2 in 2020. He says the primary was a big success.
We saw a wide and diverse candidate list. We saw a number of people pick who they want to and still see that they have choices after this primary gets certified, that they'll still have, someone that they can be excited about. We had a great voter turnout.
Grin is the executive director of Better Elections, a nonprofit that educates voters on the new system. The voting that ended Saturday was actually phase one of the test, a nonpartisan special primary with 48 candidates on one ballot. Voters appear to have chosen Republicans Sarah Palin and Nick Begich, nonpartisan Al Gross, and Democrat Mary Peltola as the four who will advance to the special general. But Peltola is only a few thousand votes ahead of Republican Tara Sweeney, and she's only a few hundred votes ahead of the nonpartisan Santa Claus. And there are tens of thousands of ballots yet to count, particularly from Anchorage. Phase two of the test comes on August 16, when voters will rank the candidates in what's been likened to an instant runoff election. The winner will serve the remaining months of Congressman Don Young's term. Some regions have a high percentage of rejected ballots. Grin says he's waiting for details from the Division of Elections, but he suspects a lot of the rejections were because voters did not have a witness sign their ballot envelope.
That had, nothing to do with ballot measure 2 or these changes.
This was Alaska's first statewide election by mail, and Grin says maybe voters in some areas weren't familiar with the requirements. Republican Party Chair Ann Brown didn't respond to an inquiry for this story. Democratic Party Director Lindsey Kavanaugh says the special was probably not a great test of the new style of primary because of the mailed ballot and because candidates had only a few weeks to campaign. But she says the preliminary results suggest it's not all about name recognition and raising money.
Mary Peltola is the first time statewide candidate. She was out fundraised by the others in the top three, and yet she, right now is still over the finish line. So I think that we have to really think about, when we talk about viability, what does that mean?
Republican media professional Art Hackney also finds Peltola's standing interesting because so far it looks like she got more votes than several candidates who had larger campaign operations.
So those are the kinds of things that are telling is that, the institutional wisdom of, you got money, you got support, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't work if you're not a compelling candidate. And that really does, at the end of the day, you got to go look people in the eye and you got to convince them to want to support you.
Hackney, who will be working on Nick Begich's campaign, also holds the view that the special election was just too, special to be a true test of the new open primary. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Canceling a planned reading by a drag queen at Ketchikan's public library could be illegal, according to the city's attorney. In a written opinion, attorney Mitch Seaver told the city council that a proposal to nix the event could open the city to civil rights lawsuits and other penalties. He said it could also run afoul of local non-discrimination ordinances, state civil rights law, and the U.S. Constitution. The Storytime event scheduled for Friday is one of a few activities the library planned for Pride Month. The library director says the reading, which is open to the public, is an effort to promote inclusivity. But it's been controversial, with some residents calling for the library to cancel the reading and others encouraging the library to go forward with the event as planned. On Thursday, a day before the planned event, Ketchikan City Council is scheduled to consider a proposal from the City Council member Riley Gass to cancel it. The clouds have lifted in Juneau, revealing mostly sunny but hazy skies. The haze is coming from historic wildfires in the western part of the state. It's currently 65 degrees with some clouds at Juneau International Airport. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 48. We should expect winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. We might see patchy fog overnight or in the morning, but tomorrow and Friday will be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s or even reaching 80 in the valley. Sunset tonight is at 10:07. It'll be back up at 3:51 tomorrow morning. We're just about a week away from the summer solstice. This is KTOO News. I'm Jennifer Pemberton.